a little way off.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you say you still had a what to go?
A long way to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you could find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over
backwards.
Okay, and this way?
Forwards.
And say if you'd been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no.
All right, sunshine.
One-on-one.
If
I ask you if you caught any fish?
I guess I'd say no.
Did you ever say nary a one? Didn't catch any?
No, but I know some people from the country usually say.
That sounds real country.
Yeah.
You say, that child's spoiled. When he grows up, he's going to have trouble. What is not?
What is not?
Yeah. Did you ever say apt is not or like is not? You never heard anyone around here say something?
Some of our friends that have moved here from the country, they live in all these different apartments. And these people that stay any length of time, they have one or two families that have stayed. And you hear them talk like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a kind of a... You don't speak French at all, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of a brugoli?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What is that?
That's a different kind of... They say that's French.
Uh-huh.
But that's, they have different qualities of French, you know, and they, the real French people, I know they've got quite a few French people back in the Garden District. Well, we have a few of them out here too, but don't class them as a boogaloo because they say that's just cheap French, you know. Low French, I guess you'd call it, I don't know,
uh-huh.
But... yeah, they'll say that's a boogaloo.
Yeah, that's a word I'd heard, but, you know, I wasn't really sure what it meant. You take wheat and tie that up into a...
bushel?
Okay. And if you... a crop that you haven't planted that year comes up anyway, you call that a... Do you ever have a volunteer crop?
No.
And what do you have to do with the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? What would you be doing if you were hitting it?
What do you call that? Thrashing it?
Okay.
You call it? I don't know.
And say if we had to do something today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it. Or you could say, if you don't use the word we.
Let's do it together.
Okay. Do you ever say you and I or me and you have to
yeah,
do it?
Yeah, you and I, yeah.
What about me and you? Or you and me?
No, I'd say you and I.
What if you're talking about a man and yourself? You'd say?
The same thing, you and I.
Or they're talking about him. You'd say?
Or about...
You say he and I or me and him?
Yeah,
or,
he and I.
And... You say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He needs...
both of us.
Okay. And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might answer, it's...
If
you're knocking at the door,
uh-huh.
And someone inside the house asks who's there,
uh-huh.
And you know that they're going to recognize
oh, yeah.
You,
uh-huh.
You say,
it's... My name.
Or if you don't call your name, you might say, it's...
It's me.
Okay. And say if I ask you, was that John at the door?